I've been watching very closely the government spending on the Rural Development Programme, which is very important to our own county in terms of the income that farmers get from the scheme. And unfortunately, what is clear is that the government have been underspending this scheme in recent years, but also particularly this year. And so far, they've only spent 52% of the 2016 budget. And the big part of that is actually the fact that only 4% of GLAS payments have so far been made as we come to within 5 weeks of the end of the year. But that means that many farmers have been doing without funding and income in what has been a very difficult year financially across most sectors in farming because of the fact that the government have been holding off on paying those payments until the end of the year. We also see a significant underspend in relation to the TAMS on farm investment programme and also the beef data genomics programme for suckling cow farms. Also, that the uptake in relation to that and the spend on that is less. Overall, what this means is that the government, by failing to properly resource and pay for schemes under the Rural Development Programme, means that farmers are missing out on payments which were committed to them and which they haven't been getting as a result of the government's approach.
And farmers have already been hit this summer with the weather, and this is now more tough times ahead for them.
Yeah, it's been a particularly bad year across most farming sectors. And farmers do, and I mean the European payments are a payment to ensure that they're secure and safe and high quality food payments there, because undoubtedly farmers do not get the return, and this is a particular problem and issue which needs to be focused on. Farmers do not get the return for the actual produce they sell and that they produce from the farm in the marketplace. So the on-farm and European payments are a big component in terms of being able to ensure that farmers continue to produce the food. And the Rural Development Programme is particularly important to counties like Donegal and to more disadvantaged areas and poorer areas of poorer land. And it's very worrying and unacceptable to see that the government really have been so backward in terms of making sure that all the schemes are taken up properly and that all the funding is paid out promptly. And I'll certainly be putting the pressure on them to ensure the payments are that budget is spent in full this year, but also particularly as well to ensure that the Rural Development Programme is committed and spent in full over this current CAP programme to ensure that our farm families get the full benefit of it.